a report this morning that cites these emails that were hacked from Sony executive emails, mm-hmm. Saying that the State Department officials signed off on or gave the okay to this movie that's caused such a kerfuffle. When did the State Department get into the business of telling movie studios what they can and cannot make as movies?
We are not. So department officials, just so all of you know, routinely meet and consult informally with a wide range of private groups, certainly including executives from movie studios and a range of private sector companies, and individuals seeking information about U.S. foreign policy and U.S. views on developments around the world. Our message in public and private is the same. We respect artists and an entertainer's right to produce content of their choosing. We have no involvement in such decisions. We're not in the business of signing off on content of movies or things along those lines. I know there were a range of different reports out there, so let me just see if I can address some of them, and then we'll get to your next question. Well, I'm not obviously going to speak to the specifics of the allegedly leaked emails. I can confirm for you that Assistant Secretary Russell did have a conversation with Sony executives, as he does routinely with a wide range of private groups and individuals to discuss foreign policy in Asia. Bob King, contrary to reports, did not view the movie and did not have any contact directly with Sony. As we've noted before, entertainers are free to make movies of their choosing, and we are not involved in that.
So, Assistant Secretary Russell, in his conversations with the Sony executives, if those executives got the impression that he was saying it's okay to do this, they were getting the wrong impression?
Well, I don't think any executive would want the State Department or the United States government to be in the business of signing off on the content of their movies or television shows or whatever it may be. But of course, there's a lot of information that we all know about North Korea and the fact that they have one of the worst human rights records out there, that they have consistently put out threats against the United States. And certainly we share information that is publicly available with executives as well.